You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM with Ollie and Maz for your Wednesday night. And joining us in the studio, we have Kelly Kieselback from Kelly K Naturopath. Kelly, so good to have you back in the studio tonight for another Wellness Wednesdays.
So great to be back.
And we're talking about partying and overindulging on party foods and alcohol and, you know, obviously within moderation and, you know, healthy intake of alcohol particularly. But we're talking, I guess, about going to a party or going out and eating foods or drinking drinks that you wouldn't usually have as part of your diet, and the following day maybe waking up feeling a little bit run down, a little bit worse for wear, or even the next couple of days, maybe a bit bloated, those kinds of things. What would be your tips for recovering from overindulging?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say is to get as many nutritious foods back in the diet as soon as you can. So lots of, I would say lots of salad foods, lots of things that are, you know, not too hard on the gut, but easy to digest. So a nice simple salad or a soup or something like that. Those types of foods can be really nourishing, and they can just help with giving your gut, easing your gut back into, you know, what a normal diet, I suppose.
Okay, yep.
I mean, it depends, you know, when we say overindulge, it's like how far
that.
Have you gone?
Yeah,
that's right.
I guess it's different for everyone too, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And people will respond differently, particularly, you know, things like fatty foods and alcohol. You know, if you've already got, you know, a bit of a sluggish liver, or, you know, your gut's not quite right, or you've got some of those IBS symptoms, you'll probably find that you respond more poorly than someone else who's a bit more robust in their health.
Okay.
So I would be doing things like definitely drinking lots of water, but you can also add in some things like lemon juice in your water as well.
Yep.
That can be nice and just support your digestion and your liver. Eating lots of spices in the food, so lots of things like turmeric and ginger, cumin, that type of thing.
So curries,
yeah,
those kinds of things. Yeah.
To support, to increase antioxidants, but also to support, you know, liver and digestive function as well.
Yeah,
can be really useful. You know, if you're really struggling, things like, you know, multi-B complexes and things like that can be quite useful in terms of recovery, particularly with the alcohol side of things.
Yep.
If you're not someone that processes that very well, then that can help with recovery as well. Both, you know, probably before the night and then the following day as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So keeping up your B vitamins.
B vitamins, yeah. And obviously just being really sensible in terms of avoiding some of those really deep fried or, you know, poor fat foods. And instead making sure you're having good quality protein.
So if you're going to a party where you know there's going to be cocktail food, maybe even, I don't know, like having a small meal beforehand. So I find that that is helpful for me if I know I'm going to a party where there's going to be a lot of food that I shouldn't eat. I will eat something small at home, like even just some fried eggs or a little salad or something.
Great idea.
And then, you know, you get there and you're not starving, so you're not going to, like, go overboard. And I find that that's really helpful for me. But in saying that, I love all of those foods like hot chips and wedges and, you know, sausage rolls and all those things that we know are not necessarily great for us, but very tasty.
They are tasty. And it's important to understand that a lot of these foods that are very high carb or high fat, things like hot chips, they do have an impact on our brain and our mood. So they kind of light up those areas of the brain. Which is why we tend to crave them so intensely, or why we kind of, we tend to call those things comfort foods.
Yes, yeah.
They make us feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, there's a chemical reaction happening in your brain that can, that is a part of why that makes us feel so good.
Okay.
So yeah, it is natural to crave a lot of those foods.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you're saying is a really great tip as well. If you're not ravenous when you arrive somewhere, then that's going to be help you to have more moderation.
And maybe select B better choices when they come around as well, rather than just take a handful of chips right at the beginning and then...
Yeah.
And the thing with those foods as well is that sometimes they don't fill you up, so you just keep eating more.
And if you do have the option of having, like, if there's some more protein-rich foods available, then having some of those first and then having your hot chips, that can help as well, because that's going to help fill you up and send those messages to your brain that you've had something to eat, so you're less likely to overeat on the, you know, more refined carbs and cakes and lollies and hot chips and things like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a really good tip too. Some really good advice. So don't feel like you, if you're going to a party or you're going to a wedding or a big event where there's lots of food and things, don't feel like you have to deprive yourself, basically. Just everything in moderation.
Right. That's right. Yeah, be sensible. And obviously within your, you know, everyone's different. So we're talking about the general population.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've got a health condition where you do have to be a bit more strict, then that planning becomes really more important. Those things like eating before you go and planning what you're going to have when you get there.
Yeah.
Finding out beforehand. Sometimes if you're going out to a restaurant with friends, it's not a bad idea to have a look at the menu before you go to make sure there's something on there that you can eat, that you're comfortable eating, so that you don't feel so overwhelmed when you're
there.
They're sitting down trying to make a decision.
Do some research.
That can be really helpful as well.
Oh, so good. So many great tips. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us again. And we can find you on Instagram. Is that right?
Yes, you can. Yep. Kelly K _ naturopath.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Facebook as well.
Fantastic. So, a wealth of knowledge, and such an honour to have you on the show every second Wednesday for Wellness Wednesdays. And if you've got any specific questions for Kelly, you can shoot them through 0413 90 1079. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.